Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reminds Kenai Peninsula moose hunters to submit their harvest ticket and permit reports as seasons wrap up for the year. Effective this fall, the Board of Game passed an amended version of Proposal 132, which removed the ceiling requirement for moose antlers in Units 7 and 15. Moose hunters are still required to report harvested moose consistent with harvest tickets, registration, and draw permit requirements. When ceiling was required, moose harvest was able to be tabulated quickly as hunters were required to present antlers at the ADF&G offices. Moving forward, Kenai Peninsula staff will rely on hunt reports turned in by hunters to determine number of moose harvested annually in Units 7 and 15, said Kenai Peninsula area biologist Nick Fowler. This will increase the amount of time from the close of seasons on the Kenai to when harvest metrics are able to be shared with the public. We appreciate folks turning in their harvest reports as soon as possible so ADF&G staff can provide harvest updates to the public. Hunters are encouraged to report the results of all applicable hunts consistent with the instructions on harvest tickets, registration permits, and draw permits in Units 7 and 15. Many hunt reports may be filed online or in person at the ADF&G offices. An Anchorage jury convicts a woman of murdering her 5-year-old son. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
On Tuesday, an Anchorage jury found Marley Jolie Marquet, 32, guilty of murdering her 5-year-old son, Joby Christensen, on November 20, 2020. She was also convicted of assaulting two Anchorage police officers. The jury convicted Marquet on charges of murder in the first degree, murder in the second degree, manslaughter, and two counts of assault in the third degree. On November 20th, 2020, at around 6 a.m., Marquet was found asleep in her truck at a gas station alone. When officers attempted to contact her, she assaulted them with a large knife. She was arrested for the assaults and remanded to Highland Mountain Correctional Center. Days later, family members of the victim contacted Anchorage police because they could not reach Marquet or Joby. At approximately 4 a.m. on November 25th, 2020, officers forced entry into Marquet's house where they found the child deceased. He had extensive and fatal wounds to his neck and throat. Sentencing is scheduled for February 22nd, 2024, in front of Superior Court Judge Peter Romgren. Marquet faces a maximum sentence of 99 years for the death of Joby and 5 years for the assault on the officers. This case was prosecuted by Assistant Attorney General Rachel Gurnett and Assistant District Attorney Matthew Cast. The Anchorage Police Department's Homicide Unit conducted the investigation. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Cook Inlet Area Pacific Cod parallel season will close to vessels using pot gear at 12 o'clock noon on October 26th. There is a 24-hour delivery time requirement following closure of a groundfish fishery. The parallel season closure coincides with the National Marine Fisheries Service closure of the Pacific Cod Pot Gear sector in the Federal Central Gulf of Alaska area. Cook Inlet area parallel Pacific cod seasons are established by emergency order to coincide with the Pacific cod season dates and gear sectors set by the National Marine Fisheries Service in the adjacent Federal Central Gulf of Alaska regulatory area. Parallel seasons will close by EO co-concurrent with federal seasons closure when gear set allocations are achieved. As a reminder, the Cook Inlet area parallel Pacific cod season for vessels fishing longline gear that are less than 50 feet in length and the state waters Pacific cod season for mechanical jiggling machine remain open. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Friday.